Zog the Gemara daf pei dalad omer aleph, the last line. Mosef Rabbi Loi. So the Gemara has the following question. We just had two drushes. The Gemara brought two drushes why a kli cheres does not have a tumas medras. One reason was Chizki's reason. Shteten posik beisha sheiga b'mishkovoi makish mishkovoi loy. You compare the mishkov of the zov to the zov. Mahu isle tar b'mikva. Just like the zov has a tar b'mikva. So af mishkove, it has to be a type of mishkov that's mekabatumas medras that has a tire b'mikvah. And a klicheres is only yishover, doesn't have a tire b'mikvah. And the second drasha was Dvei Bishmol's tana. Dvei Bishmol's tana that kemishkav nidosa. We compare kemishkav nidosa, yelo. Make mishkova lo. The mishkov of the nida to her. My islo tire b'mikvah, just like she has a tire b'mikvah, so to her mishkov has a tire b'mikvah. It tumas medras is only applicable by someone that has a tire b'mikvah. Lafuk klicheres, which is only b'shvira. Only if you break it, it's nistar. Now, the Chassam Sofer points out that the second drosha is coming to be moisif, because the first drosha, like Tosis points out, is not really tar b'mikvah. A zov needs mayim chayim. So it's not, it's correct, it needs a tyra, but it's not tar b'mikvah, dafka, it's mayim chayim. The second drosha is b'dafka, dafka b'mikvah. Neither is tar b'mikvah, so too, the mishkav of a nida needs a tar b'mikvah. Lafuke klicheres, which doesn't have a tar b'mikvah. Those are the two drushes of the Gemara, while klicheres does not have a Kabbalah's tumas medrus. Frek the Gemara of them, Mosif Rabbi Loi, Mappets b'meis minayin. So Rashi explains, Mappets is a Mappets, a mattress, a kone of shkanim, a reed mattress, made out of reeds. Reeds is a din of an eitz. So it's a pshute kli eitz, said Rashi. Because be'etzim pshute kli eitz, we know our Torah from tumas maga. If a sheret touches pshute kli eitz, without a base kibul, without an inside, so a sheretz cannot be mitame even b'maga pshute kli eitz. So how do we know that a mappets is a mattress, a mat can either be used to step on or to lie on. A mappets, a mat that's made out of reeds, which is a type of eitz, which is pshute kli eitz, how do you know it's mekabel tuma b'meis? We know it's mekabel tuma b'maga. So Rashi says, how do we know that a kli that's roi lemishkav u'moishov, meaning this mattress, this mat, is mekabel tumas maga b'meis? So Rashi says maga b'meis. We see soon in the sugya, the Gemara is going to talk about oil b'meis. But the point is, how do we know that it has a kabbalas tumas maga b'meis or oil b'meis? After all, it doesn't have a tumas maga b'sheretz because it's pshute kli eitz. Rashi learns the sugya legabei the mappets of eitz. Tosa says that this is not what we're referring to. We're not talking about pshute kli eitz, because we'll see soon the Gemara Shaka V'Tari is going to be that pshute kli eitz do not have a tari b'mikvah. Fractasis, pshute kli eitz do have a tari b'mikvah. So the whole cheshbon of the sugya falls off. We're going to make a cheshbon soon. It's going to fall off. So the Dr. Menitam, we're talking about a mappet shal shifa v'shal gemi, that taka does not have a tuma only midrabonon, except for tumas medris. So, akaponim, that's a machlokes d'ashtoreis. What are we talking about? The simple Rashi is saying, we're talking about pshute kli eitz. How do we know it has a tumas maga meis or tumas oil meis? After all, it doesn't have a tumas maga sheretz because it's pshute kli eitz. And for the Gemara, daf pei dalad omid beis, v'din hu, the following kal v'choyma. Uma pachin ktanim. If you have little earthenware, kli cheres, dika you, cups, little pachin ktanim, earthenware, pachin. Shetahoyrim bezov. They don't have a tumas zov, because it's not meant for tumas, for medras. It's not meant for a zov to sit on. You can't sit on a little tiny glass cheres, dika jar container. A container made out of cheres that's tiny, pachim tanim, is not meant for a zov to sit on. So it's toigin bezov. They don't have a tumas medras, tmeim b'meis. But if they're found to be in the oil of a mace, so avada they're going to have a tumas mace. It's going to be chalon, this kli cheres inside is going to become tomei. Kli cheres is metame mitoichoi. It's going to become tomei as tumas mace. So mappets, this mattress, this mappet shel kanim, this mappet shel kanim, this mat that's made out of kanim, shetome bezov, it has a tumas, it's mekabel tumas medras of a zov, because it's meant for shchiva, it's meant lemishkav amoyshov, ain a din shetome bemeis, so for sure it should have a tumas meis. That means if it's in the oil of a meis, it should be mekabel tuma. So this is a kavach chaima, a poshut kavach chaima, madach pachim tanim, earthenware utensils, they are not meant for medras. So they're not mekabel tumas medras when zov is not meant to sit on there. Fakert, Amid Venas Machteni, not meant to sit on there. So it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. If it's in a bias of a Meis, it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. So Mappets, which is meant for Mishka V'Moshav of a Zov. So Enidin, that's Mekabel Tumas Tumas Meis, and it'll be Tomei B'Tumas Meis, even though a Mappets does not have, it's critically eights, and it does not have a Mag of a Sheretz. Now, the Gemara's Kash is going to be as follows now. Back to the last Sugya of Klicheres not having a Tumas Medrus. Fegmo V'Amai, why should the Mappets be Mekabel Tumas Meis and be saying based on this Kabel Choyma that it's Metame Bezov, it's Mekabel Tumas Medrus? So for sure, it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. We just finished saying that it's totally zebezeh. When is something mekabel tumas medras? Only if it has a tarib mikvah. And that's what we said, klicheres, that is yishover, do not have a tumas medras. We compared mamish kovoy loy. Just like nida as a tarib mikvah, so to the mishkav of a nida to be kabel tumas medras, it has to be something that's tarib mikvah. Klicheres do not have a tarib mikvah, it's only bishvira, so it doesn't have a tumas medras. So ibazoi, zok tfek de gemara, Pshute kliyates don't have a tarib mikveh either. Tarib mikveh is tolui dafkin pshute in kalim that the Torah describes in the parish of Agolas Kalim, which is parish of kalim is dafka a kliyates, meaning eights with a klikibul. Masheng pshute kliyates do not have a tarib mikveh. So if they do not have a tarib mikveh, so then it should not have a tumas medrus. So how could you say mapet shemetame bezov and it didn't shetome meis? Mapet should not have it. Kabbalah's Tumas Zov. It should not have a Tumas Medrus because it doesn't have a Tarib Mikvah. Why does it not have a Tarib Mikvah? Because Pshute Kliyates does not have a Tarib Mikvah. Zog Rashi. V'dinu u'mapachim k'talim shel cheres. We're talking about pachim of cheres. Shetoyim b'zov do not have a Kabbalah's Tumas Medrus. She'enin metamin al yodim b'shum Tumah. Dil medrus l'chos is not meant to sit on. De'en esin li yeshiva. V'oid she'en shel cheres. And it doesn't have a Tumas Magi either. From the inside. And you can't put your finger inside the small klicheres. So it doesn't have a tumas medrus because that meant for yeshiva. It doesn't have a tumas maga because you can't only be metam mitoichon. And avir in the finger doesn't fit into the small klicheres. Uve hesed loy doesn't have a tumas hesed either because the chol shein metam be maga and metam be hesed. So oy bazoi. Over there it says it's bolchamaga, bolchamasa, tumas masa, and tumas maga is tall as ever there. The point is it doesn't fit in the finger. Zok Rashi, but lemaisi can fit something else in the small klipachim ktanim. In the small klicheres, you can fit a hair breath. You can put a hair breath inside one single strand and goes inside the whole of the pachim ktanim. It has to be a negiyas bosar. The Torah says a negiyas bosar hazov. So it has to be a negiyas of an etzba that has to go in. You can't just take a hair breath and put it in. That's not called tumas toich. Tumas toich has to be a negiyas of a bosar. So mele it doesn't have the tumas maga of toich either because it's too small. So madach pachim ktanim that do not have a tumas medrus. It's not meant for yeshiva. Doesn't have a tumas maga because you can't put your finger in there. Doesn't have a tumas maga because you put a hair breath. That's not enough. You have to have a bosser that goes inside. So it's tomei tumas meis. Zok Rashi, but oil ameis because it says b'chol klipasuach anything that's in a oil that's an open utensil. It's metame mitoichoi. So mapa, that's metame bezov. Because after all, why is it metame beziva? Because it's mekabel tumas medrus. It's meant for sitting on this mattress, this mapet shalkanim. The chazil mishkov, it's meant to be lying on. Uksiv chol mishkov umochan afklam ba'alma duchol metame bemedus metame tumas meis. So even pshutikli eitz, even though pshutikli eitz do not have a tumas maga of a sheretz, because they are flat, but they do have a tumas meis from this kabel choymer. If it's mekabel tumas ziva, which means metame medras, because it's meant for mishkov, so for sure it's metame be'oil ha-meis, even though it's pshute kliyates. Avdem fek digmor, v'amai, zok Rashi, why is it metame medras with a zov that sits on it, holesli tar b'mikvah? Because we learned by tefillah is written by Parshas Srotzim and Parshas Midyon, which is this week's parasha. V'hanach kelim d'chsiva hosom. What are the kelim that are royal tefillah? Only kelim that have a toich. Aval pshutik liyet shloi nichtavu. Those are not mentioned in the parasha. Not like toises that we started off the sugya. Toises we said argued on Rashi. Rashi said pshutik liyet do not have a tyra Tarim Mitumas Maga, and that's a rational in the sugi. And Tosa says that it's incorrect because Pshuta Kliyetz have a Tarim Mikvah. So Oy Bazoiv, it has a Tarim Mikvah, so then the whole Raya of the Gemara falls off. So that's what Rabbi Netam and Alav said. That do not have a tumah only midrabbonon. So it's not like a pshutei kli eitz, which according to Tosfos do have a tarah b'mikvah. So that wouldn't coincide with the Gemara we're saying now. We're saying now it does not have a tarah b'mikvah. So Rashi learns pshutei kli eitz do not have a tarah b'mikvah. Tosfos learns they do. So you have to talk about pshutei kli gemi. But the point is that l'chayr the kasha of the Gemara is if we say in Amud Aleph two reasons, two limudim. That Tumas Medras is only totally something that's a tarah b'mikvah, and that's why Kli Cheres don't have a Tumas Medras. Here the Gemara says clearly, Pshute Kli Yates, Medjurung HaKav HaChoyma, Pshute Kli Yates is Metame Medras, so for sure it's Metame Bo'el HaMeis. Well, why should it be Metame Medras? L'chore Pshute Kli Yates would not have a tarah b'mikvah. Zok Rashi, because Tfilas Kalim is only by Parashat Midyan, which is the Kalim which have a toich, but Pshute Kli Yates was not written over there, so maybe we don't learn Tfilah over there. They don't have a tarah b'mikvah. Just like Oichel and Mashke don't have a tarah b'mikvah, because we don't learn tefillah only by the kalim that I mentioned over there. Do me the sack, but not something that doesn't have a toich. Pshutikli don't have a tarah b'mikvah. So what's the Gemara saying? A kavul choymer. That is the Gemara's kasha. How could you say this kavul choymer that mappets is metame b'medrash ayde is off sitting on it? Unless it's tarah b'mikvah. Enter the Gemara. Omle b'chanina shiny hosom hoil v'ikah b'minoi. The reason why we draw this kavul choymer and we say that a mappets of kanim, even though pshutei kli eitz, is metame beziva ay the medrash of a zov, and koshkan is metame b'meis, is because the species of pshutei kli eitz have a tarah b'mikvah. Yes, the mikveh itself is not applicable to pshutei kli eitz. Like Rashi says, pshutei kli eitz are not learned out from other kalim. But the species, eitz have a tarah b'mikvah. Lafuki cheres doesn't have a tarah b'mikvah at all. Cheres is only yeshover. So cheres is excluded. Doesn't have a tumas medras. Pshutei kli eitz have a tumas medras because the min has a tarah b'mikvah. Zok ma omelem chanina shani osom hoil v'ikah b'minoi. The min of eitz. Zok rashi yesh b'kli eitz yesh lem tarah b'mikvah. Kugoy mekablin. If it's not a pshutei kli eitz, if it's a kli eitz with a toich, if it has an inside. But those are takadumi l'sak. Those are comparable to a sak, a kli kibul, like the rest of the pasuk. Those have a tarah b'mikvah. And from that fact that the min has a tarah b'mikvah, we draw this kavul choymer over here by pshutei kli eitz too by the mappets. Amalei, so he told him back, Rachmona litzlon mehaydaito. Hashem should save you from this das, from this warped way of thinking, from this incorrect thinking. Rachmona litzlon mehaydaito. What do you bring me? The kavul choymer makes sense because the min has a tarah b'mikvah. Adarabba. So he told him back, no, Rachmana litzmi daiti didoch. What's wrong? Why can't I draw a kavul choymer? And the fact that it has a tarah b'mikvah is not it, but the fact that the min has a tarah b'mikvah. So Rachmana should be matzah from your das, that you hold that's incorrect. So Gemara, but time am I, what's the reason you can make this kavul choymer according to his reasoning, even though itself doesn't have a tarah b'mikvah? So he says, because it's two psukim, trei koi ksiva. On the one hand, it says, ksiv, v'ish ashiiga b'mishkovoi. It says a person is noigea b'mishkovoi. Uchsiv, v'chol ha-mishkov ashishkov olav azov. So here it says mishkovoi, and it says mishkov stam. How do you coincide the two psukim? Zog di gemoga, hoketzad, yesh b'minoi. That means, if you have the species that has a tarah b'mikvah, I forgot the less tarah b'mikvah, even though it itself does not have a tarah b'mikvah, like pshutei kli eitz, like a mappets of eitz. But the minoi has a tarah b'mikvah, meaning kli eitz with a kibul. That's what it says in the pasuk of a chol mishkov, any mishkov, even though it's only the species that have a tarah b'mikvah. Ain't b'minoi, but if it doesn't have the min at all having a tarah b'mikvah, even if it's a kibul, kli cheres don't have a tarah b'mikvah, any oifen, even in a different type of kli cheres is only a shover. So ain't b'minoi, so makish mishkov loy. And by ain't b'minoi, we makish it to him. And just like he has a tire only b'mikvah, so to kli cheres are only mekabel to mas medras if it has a tire b'mikvah. So that means, yesh b'minoi, if the species has a tire b'mikvah, Avgav less a tarah b'mikvah, it's mekabel tumas medras. So pshutei kli eitz would be mekabel tumas medras, even though it doesn't have a tarah b'mikvah. But the min has a tarah b'mikvah, meaning different type of kli eitz with the base kibul. And ein b'minoy, if the min doesn't have at all a tar b'mikvah, like a klicheres, so then it's makish mishkovei loy, and if it doesn't have a tar b'mikvah, then it will not have a tumas medrash at all. So in this pasuk we goof and learn, klicheres do not have a tumas medrash at all, because there's no tar b'mikvah at all, even b'minoy not, ein b'minoy, mash enke kli eitz, even pshuta kli eitz, since the min has a tar b'mikvah, so emela, that's enough that it's considered as mekabel tumas medrash, and that's how we learn the kabel choymer.
Zok de Gemara weiter, Rava Omar. Rava gives another teretz besides the two drushes we had in Amud Aleph of besides Chizkiah that said v'isha shiga b'mishkovoi, and besides Rebbe Shmuel that learned k'mishkav nidosa, there were two drushes why a klicheret does not have a tumas medrash, because you makish the nida to what it sits on, and just like she has a tumas tarei b'mikvah, so to the mishkav has to have a tarei b'mikvah. Lafuk klicheres, so klicheres doesn't have a tumas medrash. Or the other drashi, makish the yeshiva of the zav to the zav, just like the zav is a tarei ma'im chayim or tarei b'mikvah, so to the mishkav has to have dafka, which is tarei b'mikvah. Lafuk klicheres, which is only b'shvira. Rava says another reason why there is no tumas medrash by a klicheres. Rava Omar, medrash klicheres tar. The reason why there's no tumas medrash by a klicheres mehocha. We know it from the following pasuk. Dichsev, it says in pasuk as follows: "Bechol kli pasuach asher ein tzomid pasul olav." It says that any kli pasuach. This is talking about kelim that a mekabel tuma ba'oil ames. Any kli that's open, meaning a kli cheres is metame mitoichoi ma'aviron. If it's an open utensil, if it's in a bais of oil ames, so it's mekabel, the inside will become tomei. Bechol kli pasuach, any open kli, any kli. Even cheres, ash ain't summit posel, it doesn't have a seal. If it has a seal, then the tumah doesn't go in. But if it doesn't have a summit posel, then it's not going to be mekabel tumah inside. Then it is going to be mekabel tumah inside, because it doesn't have a seal. Ain't summit posel, doesn't have a cover. Zog the Gemara, Medayik as follows, stating this posik. Hoyesh summit posel. But if it does have a covering, that means a kli cheres has a covering, assuming made it out of cheres also, then what? Then tar. Then it would be considered that inside does not become tomei. That means it's not; it protects from the tumor from going in. Now, we're talking about, the Torah says kol kli. Kol kli means any type of utensil, any type of kli, even a stool, even if it's meant for his wife to sit on. Mili askina diachtina li ishta nida, even if you miyachet this kli that is has a tzomet posel that has a cover on it, it's not going to be kabel tumor b'toichoy, even though it's miyuchet li yeshivas ishtoy, which means medrash. So Mila Askini Dachtin li ishtanida become achman of the tar. So we see clearly from this pasuk that a klicheres is not makabel tumas medrash. Because if it would be makabel tumas medrash, even though it, because if yachta li ishtanida, if it's miyuchet for yeshiva, then you don't be saying amayid melasim lachteinu, then of course it should be makabel tumas medrash, pashtas. Now, if it would be makabel tumas medrash because of miyuchet li ishtoi, then how could it be matzel betzomet posel? If itself, we're assuming now, to be matzil chatzitza from tumah going in, it itself cannot be tomei. You can't be matzil tumah from entering if you yourself are not matzil yourself, if you yourself are tomei. So the only way that tzomet posel is preventing the tumah from going in is because the cover remains tahar. So we see clearly in this posuk, the fact that the posuk says that tzomet posel, it remained tahar, is even though it's miyuchat li'ishtar nida, because all types of kelim, even the ones that are miyuchat to sit on. And that means it's not mekabel tumas medrash. Because if it would be mekabel tumas medrash, then the klicheres on the top itself, the seal itself, will become tumi medrash. Then it can't protect the tumah from going in. Something cannot be choytzes min ha-tumah if it itself is tomei. You can't be a bodyguard if you can't watch yourself. A person cannot be a bodyguard on someone else if you yourself can't protect yourself. It can be a choytzes b'nei atuma to protect from tumah from going in if you yourself become tomei. So the fact that tzomet posel prevents tumah is a riot that the cover does not become tomei. Not even tumas medrash, even as miyuchat li'ishtoi nida. So it's a riot in the posuk that klicheres does not have a tumas medrash, because the only way tzomet posel would prevent the tumah from going in is because the cover remains tar. So we see a riot in the posuk alein, the posuk that says that kli pasuach, if it's open, ain't tzomet posel, then the tumah goes in. If it's sealed, even though it's meant the ishtoi nida, it would not go in. That means the klicheres, the covering, would not be kabel tumas medrash.
So we see a raya that Kli Cheres is not mekabel tumas medrash. A third rush of a state in posik, a gevaldige svara, and the way of learning up the posik that Kli Cheres cannot have a tumas medrash because otherwise it would not be matzil b'tzomet posel. If it can't be matzil itself from becoming tumay, then how could it be matzil from going in? And the fact that the Torah says it is matzil from a tumah going in when it's sealed, tzomet posel, that must be that the seal of the Kli Cheres is not mekabel tumas medrash, even though it's miyochad liishtar nida. So we see clear the Torah said it's tar. That means there's no tumas medras on a Kli Cheres. So it comes out we have three reasons why a Kli Cheres is not mekabel tumas medras. The first two reasons of the Gemara in Amud Aleph from the Posek, the Drosha, that it's dumya de nida, that it's tar b'mikvah, or dumya de zov, that it's a tar b'mikvah. And here we have Rava's drasha that's from Tzomet Posel. It's a raya that a Kli Cheres is not mekabel tumas medras because otherwise it would not be matzil in a from a oil ameis when it's a Tzomet Posel. Must be that a Kli Cheres, because we're talking about any Kli, is not mekabel tumas medras. And then we have a fourth reason, which the Yigulina Shatzim Kivega brings Rashi in Erevin, I think it is. Mitzayin Yigulina Shatz is Rashi in Erevin, Daf Kuf Dalet. And in Bechoris, that over there, Rashi says, the reason why Cheres not mekabel tumas medras is because a person doesn't sit on it because it cracks. It breaks. It's very delicate. So that's what not mekabel tumas medras. So you have to understand what that means. So Chassam Sofer wants to say, because it Rashi is giving a reason why it's not mekabel tumas medras, even medras drabonon, because the mice, practically speaking, the reason is because it's not going to be used for sitting because it's delicate and it's going to crack. Reb Leib Malan has a different shtickle, and he says there's two dinim taka, and Rashi is saying that something that's meant for medras, then even if it's not a kli, it would be mekabel tumas medras because it's meant for sitting. It doesn't have to be a shem kli. For that, you need the reason of Rashi that it's a kli cheres is delicate and is going to crack. So mele, it's this mayat that it doesn't have a tumas medras. That means there's two dinim. There's one din that it's a din kli, a kli that's meant for medras. So it's mekabel tumas medras, but there is kli, and that's Rava's mute. He's saying that a kli pasuach she'ein tzomet posel. We see that it's not mekabel tumas medras. We see from this posel because tzomet posel is matzel. So mitaris kli is not mekabel tuma. And then there's another din, even if it's not a kli, but it's meant for medras. So on that you need the din that it's. He's saying that it's something that's not practically going to be used because it's going to crack. Kaponim. So those are three or the four reasons why kli cheres is not mekabel tumas medras. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Omid, Pei Dalet Omid Beis.